الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue inshallah the discussion pertaining to the explanation of the meanings of Allah's names. And the last name which was covered in this class was the name At-Tawwab. And At-Tawwab came in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 160. At-Tawwab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is At-Tawwab, who forgives, accepts repentance. He returns much or often to forgiveness towards his slaves who return unto him. He saves his slaves from acts of disobedience by bestowing upon them the return to his obedience and accepting it from them. He is the most merciful, who does not punish them after they repent. He does not turn down, nor he humiliates the one who turns to him alone in repentance. None can forgive the sins except Allah. Sinners and wrongdoers who seek others besides Allah for forgiveness did not estimate their Creator the proper estimation he deserves. They didn't estimate his attributes as well as his deeds as he deserves to be estimated in all of that. Allah's acceptance of repentance from his slaves is a favor bestowed upon them, necessitated by being the most merciful himself. Not only that, but since Allah is the all-wise, he gives respite to his slaves in order for them to repent and to turn away from disobedience to obedience. He also does not uncover the state of the sinners in the beginning, thus assisting them in their repentance. Furthermore, Allah has decreed specific means of expiation of sins as a mercy towards his slaves in this life. The 51st name, Al-Wahhab, came in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 8. Chapter 3, verse 8. Al-Wahhab, the one who dispenses his bounties universally and perpetually, freely or without constraint and disinterestedly for no compensation, the one who gives his slaves uprightness, success and steadfastness in matters of faith. To him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He runs the affairs of all there is in. Whatever he wills, except that it will take place. And whatever he did not will would not come to exist. He gives whoever he wishes and withholds from giving as he wishes, in accordance with his knowledge and wisdom. There is none to prevent what he has given, nor is there anyone to give what he has prevented. He bestows female offspring upon whom he wills, and bestows male offspring upon whom he wills, and bestows males and females, and he renders barren whom he wills, for he is the all-knower, all-just, and is able to do all things. Allah bestowed offsprings to prophets in their old age, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and some of their wives were barren, as in the case of Zakaria. Allah is Al-Wahhab, who granted the prophethood and sent his scriptures upon whom he chose from his slaves. He is Al-Wahhab, who grants his kingdom to whom he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Wali, the 52nd. Al-Wali, in Surah Ash-Shura 42, verse 9, and also in 28, verse 28. Al-Wali, the one who completely presides over all the universal affairs of creation, and to whom belongs the managing of everything. The one who provides his creation with all that benefits them from faith, codes of living, and the endless joy that awaits the believers amongst them in the hereafter. The one who guards, supports, protects the believers by bringing them from darkness, ignorance, disbelief, worshipping false deities, disobedience, heedlessness, astray paths, and so forth, into light, into complete acceptance, submission, and turning to Allah, knowledge of Him, certainty in faith, disassociation from all forms of worship to other than Him, obedience, enlightening their hearts with the light of revelation and faith. He helps the righteous and pious, whose intentions are devoted to worshipping Him alone, associating no partners with Him. They are His friends. As to those who insist to reject Allah and His upright religion of Islam, He, Allah the All Just, left them to themselves. Consequently, they turn in all directions, seeking help, guidance, protection from creatures like them, who do neither benefit themselves, nor can they benefit others. They ended being deprived from the eternal abode of happiness in Al-Jannah, in Paradise. And hell instead became their abode. Allah loves His awliya, His friends, who worship Him according to the way He prescribed in the Quran and or the authentic Sunnah, and who constantly obey Him. Surah At-Tur, Al-Barr, 53rd, Al-Barr, 52:28. The one who is most supple, kind, courteous, and generous, the one who is ample in goodness and beneficence, who gives manifold increase of reward to the righteous, and who overlooks many of the faults of the wrongdoers with gracious forgiveness. Whoever brings a good deed, Allah Al-Barr rewards him 10 times the like thereof to his credit. And whoever brings an evil deed, He Azza wa Jal decrees for him only the recompense of the like thereof, and they will not be wronged. If somebody intends to do a good deed and he does not do it, then Allah Al-Barr will write for him a full good deed in his account with him. And if he intends to do a bad deed and he does not do it, then Allah will write a full good deed in his account with him. He loves piety towards him, goodness, justice, righteousness, honesty, truthfulness, benevolent regard or conduct to parents and others, as well as every incumbent duty. This is now Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud, the 54th. Allah is Al-Wadud. In Surah 85, verse 14, Allah is Al-Wadud, who is full of love towards the believers in His oneness from the prophets, angels and His slaves. He praises them and is benevolent towards them because there is nothing more beloved to Him than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah is the essence of devoting worship to Him alone. And it is He, Allah, who loved the believers and made their love of Him settle in their hearts. It is His favor and benevolence towards His righteous slaves. When they loved Him, they praised Him as He deserves to be praised. Then He rewarded them with His love after their praise, which in turn originated from His favor. In all cases, they are the beneficiaries. All praise, therefore, is for Allah being Al-Wadud, who bestows His love upon His righteous slaves and guides them to turn to Him alone in all of their affairs. There is none who deserves to be loved, sought, intended, desired, and worshipped in essence except Allah, just as there is no other creator and originator by Himself but Allah, proving that there is none who deserves to be worshipped except Him. The 55th, Ar-Razzaq, Ar-Razzaq, in Surah 55-58, and Ar-Raziq, 56. Allah is Ar-Razzaq, and this is an intensive signification. The one who is all provider, the one who is in charge of all sustenance, the creator of all means of subsistence, who supplies them to His creatures. He provides abundantly and gives the weak, the strong, the believers and them and the non-believers as well. He gives the believers, however, an additional means of subsistence, and that is the nourishment of the hearts with knowledge and correct belief. The 57th name, Al-Qawi, and the 58th, Al-Mateen, the one to whom belongs all might, the might of power, the might of predominance and superiority, and the might of unapproachableness. Consequently, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, no creature is ever able to encompass Allah. He, Azza wa Jal, subdued all creatures, yielding to Him and submitting to His greatness. Allah is Al-Qawi. None can overcome Him nor stand against His qada, His preordainment of decrees. His preordainment or pre-decree is carried out and passed with perfectly full effect, in accordance with His knowledge, His will, wisdom, and as He had written in the preserved tablet. The one whose punishment is severe on those who reject His signs and proofs, the one who is perfectly all-able. Now, Al-Mateen means the one who is most strong in his power and ability. Neither weariness nor toil ever touches him. The 59th name, Al-Fattah, Al-Fattah, the one who is most trustworthy and knowledgeable in his judgment. He neither needs witnesses nor investigations. The one who opens the gates of sustenance and of mercy to his creation. The one who opens the heart and to the truth, and the one who gives victory to his slaves. Sixty, sixty-one, and sixty-two. Sixty, Al-Qadir. Sixty-one, Al-Qadir. Sixty-two, Al-Muqtadir. The one who possesses power and ability, and perfectly does what he wills according to what his perfect wisdom requires, not more nor less. Neither weakness nor impotence or languor overtakes him. Al-Qadir has an intensive signification, the one who is perfect in his ability, through which he brought every all beings into existence, ran their affairs, fashioned and perfectly ordered them, causes to die and brings to living, raises them up from their graves and establishes the reckoning. If he intended a thing, his command is be, and it is. Al-Muqtadir, the one who has more, and this has more intensive signification, the omnipotent who has power over all things, nothing stands to oppose him, Azza wa Jal. The 63rd name, Al-Wasi', the one who is sufficient, Al-Wasi', the one who is sufficient for his creatures' needs. He provides them with the means of living, bestows upon them from his favors, and runs their affairs. The most generous, who accommodates their requests and does not burden them beyond their capabilities. The one whose mercy and knowledge encompasses everything. There is no limit for his mercy or knowledge. The one whose qualities cannot be enumerated, and none can ever praise him enough as he praises himself. And if all the trees on the earth were pens, and the sea were ink wherewith to write, with seven seas behind it to add to its supply, yet the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Al-Kareem, 64th, Al-Kareem, and 65, Al-Akram. Allah is Al-Kareem, the most generous, who abundantly gives from his bounty, which never ends, gives seeking nothing in return. Everything belongs to him, the Creator. Whatever he gives is his, and whatever he takes is his. Gives not because of the means taken by his creatures, for he is the one who started the favors upon his creation. Even when he says he gives because of such and such act, the giving and the means are from him, and thus all are his favor. Bestows his grace to whom he wills of his slaves. His giving is because he wills, independent from a creature's rank or degree of nearness to him. The most generous, who does not mind giving the believer or the non-believer. The one who made his bounty easily accessible. There is no barrier between him and his creatures. He responds to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on him without any mediator or intercessor. The one who possesses with greatness and honor. The one who is possessed absolutely far removed from every imperfection and deficiency. The most generous, who honors whom he wishes. The most generous, who gives those in need as well as those who are not. The one who pardons, knowing what he is all able. The one whose promise and covenants are true. The one who doesn't abandon those who turn to him and seek refuge with him alone. The one who doesn't turn down his slaves who seek his help and victory. The one, when he gives more than one hopes for. The one who gives those who blame him. Allah is Al-Akram. Allah is Al-Akram, who is the most generous. None is like unto Him, either in Himself nor in His generosity or in all of His attributes. Allah is the most generous, who is most high by Himself, possessing the perfected attributes and far removed from all kinds of imperfection. 66. Al-Qareeb. Al-Qareeb, the one who is near to all. Near in the general sense to the believers, unbelievers, righteous, wicked, etc. He encompasses everything. And that doesn't entail that He is on earth. Nor does it mean that He is united with His creation. This attribute of nearness is known as Al-Qurb Al-Am, His general nearness. Nothing is hidden from Him, nor anything can render Him helpless. He is, was, and will ever be possessed of the great attribute of Al-Qurb, of nearness, which entails His encompassing of creation. In His nearness, nothing escapes His knowledge, ability, and authority. The other kind of nearness is His special nearness, which is rendered to His messengers and awliya. Those who love Him, keep their duty to Him, do righteous actions, and sincerely invoke Him. They draw near unto Him. The more a slave perfects his ubudiyya, his slavery to Allah, the more he draws near unto Him. And accordingly, Allah Most High draws nearer to him. Consequently, what occurs in the slave's heart from iman, from faith and belief and knowledge of Allah, is such that as though the slave sees Allah by his own eyes, yet He, Most Magnificent and Most High, is above His arsh, is above His throne. Also, Allah the Exalted draws near to His slaves on the night of Arafah. And this occurs on the day of Arafah, which is the ninth of Dhul Hijjah. On this day, pilgrims stand on the plain of Arafah in a state of remembrance and magnification of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أَنْ يُعْتِقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَبْدًا مِنَ النَّارِ مِنْ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةٍ وإنه ليدنو ثم يباهي بهم الملائكة فيقول ما أراد هؤلاء. There is no day when Allah sets free more slaves from hell than the day of Arafah. He, Allah, draws near, then praises them to the angels, saying, What do these want? And this is in Sahih Muslim. It's important to remind the reader, and as well as those who are listening, that the alteration of the meaning of the statement "He draws near," which the translator of Sahih Muslim introduced in his footnotes number 1791 on the Hadith in volume 2, page 680, the translator, may Allah forgive him, said, quote, "It is not the physical nearness, since God is everywhere, but an exuberance of the Lord's mercy." End of quote. The nearness of Allah Most High is real and true. However, Allah is unlike His creatures. We affirm that He draws near in the way that fits His majesty, knowing well that He is on His arsh, on His throne, as fits His glory. The manner in which He draws near is unknown to us, because neither Allah Azza wa Jal nor His Prophet informed us of. So, I broke during the note? Okay, let me repeat it then. The translator, may Allah forgive him, said, quote, It is not the physical nearness, since God is everywhere, but an exuberance of the Lord's mercy. End of quote. Now the nearness of Allah the Most High is real and true. However, Allah is unlike His creatures. We affirm that Allah draws near in the way that fits His majesty. We affirm that Allah draws near in the way that fits His majesty, knowing that He is on His arsh as fits His glory. The manner in which He draws near is unknown to us, because neither Allah nor His Prophet ﷺ informed us of the how. Now, saying, quote, it is not physical but an exuberance of His mercy, signifies ta'til, signifies negation and tahrif, alteration of Allah's attribute of drawing near to His special slaves on special occasions like the day of Arafah and in the night when 1/3 of it remains. As the Prophet ﷺ asserted in an agreed upon hadith, such a process often stems from the delusion that affirming the attribute of drawing near implies resemblance to creatures, implies tashbih, forgetting that there is nothing like unto Allah. To say that it is an exuberance of the Lord's mercy annuls His active nearness, which the Prophet ﷺ affirmed in this hadith. Allah's mercy is an affirmed attribute, and His active and special nearness is another affirmed attribute. On the other hand, the concept that, quote, Allah is everywhere, end of quote, opposes the fact that Allah is above the seven heavens, ascended His arsh, His throne, in the most majestic way that befits Him, and that He encompasses everything. This is the Jahmite concept that was adopted by the Ash'arite sect and other sects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the author and every sincere Muslim who may have been influenced by such false concepts, and may Allah guide us all to the correct creed of As-Salaf As-Salih, rahimahumullah.